Kum Len and Ablak Gemara. We are up to the Zayin Amud Aleph. No, we're not. We're up to the Vav Amud Aleph. No, he's happy over there. He's happy over there. He's happy over there. He's happy. You know, you're okay. The Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara here, middle. Basically, we had in our mission, it says that you have in leprosy, you have an av and a tulda. Beharis is the strongest white, which is like snow, and the tulda is lime. And then we had, se'ace, which is wool, and then you had its tulda, which is the white membrane of an egg. So we said Rabbi Akiva definitely argues on Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva holds you could only go, and why is the Mishnah telling you about the av and the tulda? To tell you that they combine to a bean, the size of a bean. That a tulda only combines to its av, the size of a bean. However, Rabbi Akiva says that definitely argues because he holds you can only go one step. He says you're going to go up one step. So he says Lamoshul that the white wool goes up to the snow. He holds that. That the lime goes up to the se'ais. No, it's not. Beharis has nobody following it, and the sapach and the white membrane goes also up to the se'ais, even though it's two steps away because they have a pasuk that says sapachas, which means it's second. So Moraz, how do you know Rabbi Kiva actually says that? So we had a whole discussion yesterday between Rabbi Kiva and his son Rabbi Yeshua, and then we decided there's no proof from this. So we're up to the Gemara now. I'll write in the middle of the page where it says here. About 10 lines in the bottom. El Amid Rabbi Chanina is a good thing we learned ahead yesterday. El Amid Rabbi Chanina, you know how we know what Rabbi Kiva's opinion is for Rabbi Chanina. The Amar Rabbi Chanina said, Moshul de Rabbi Kiva Madoyim. He said, you want to understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion? I'll give you an analogy. Larbo Koyse Shecholov. You have 4 cups of milk. Imagine you have 4 cups of milk, and milk is very white. Echad Noful Toicha Shtei Tip Mishaldam. One of them, you had 2 drops of blood falling in, which means it's still pretty much very strongly white, a little bit diluted. And then the next cup is Ve'echad Noful Toicha Arba Tipish. The next one had 4 drops of blood, so the white is not as strong. But you see, there are steps here. Ve'echad Noful Toicha Shmoina. One of them fell in 8 drops. Ve'echad Noful Toicha Shtei Metzit Tipin. 12 drops. Or Amri Lod says Shishes Tipin. 16 drops. But what do you see from here? That there are 4 steps. There are 4 grades. There are grades. Why do you have to know the grades? Because you only could can combine with a grade above you. So the 16 combines with the 8, and the 8 with the 4, and the 4 with the 2. And that's how you see. You see clearly, Rabbi Kiva holds that you cannot jump up. You can only go 1 step and no more. The only one that jumps 2 steps is the very bottom one, the white membrane of an egg, because you have a pasuk, v'sapachas by se'es, v'sapachas, well, the sapachas to tell you that you can give one more. Shekulan matters leaven, and these are all different shades of white. El shazel lamayla mazeh, vizel lamayla mazeh. That is what this grade is higher than this, and this grade is higher than this. Anything which is more diluted than 16 drops of blood is no longer considered leprosy. It's called boyak, and that's toy. So what does he close from here? That there are grades. So this is Rabbi Kiva. So obviously Rabbi Kiva agrees with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Baheres connect. We're not vav and aleph, about 6 lines in the bottom. Our Mishnah says that Baheres connects with the white of lime, and Se'ez connects with the white of a membrane. In other words, we jump 2 steps. Rabbi Kiva clearly says doesn't agree with that.
But isn't the moshul of the cholov is not really a moshul, because you're starting with milk and you're diluting the milk.
Even the first one,
but then with the thing you're starting with all sorts of white.
That's it.
Which are equal.
They're not. Nothing's equal. There's nothing equal. Se'ez is not equal to Baheres. Se'ez, as Rashi says, is called Se'ez because it's lifted. Why is it lifted? Because it's darker. Anything which is darker looks lifted, and white looks deeper. Says the Gemara again. Eimer, and this Moshul here, I can argue and tell you, when does Rabbi Kiva say that grades? Eimer, the Shavlet of Akiva, Bepasuch, when it's mixed with other things. Because the Teda also has a leprosy where it says, Love and Adamdim, you have white mixed with red. Oh, when you have white mixed with red, then you have these grades and you can only go up one. Abba the Choluk, if it's straight white, Mishamadle, who told you that you can only combine with the one that's a bit slightly wider than you, maybe you can combine with all of them. V'chitema, if you're going to argue, Kihei, Chedisham, Belay, Bepasuch, just like we heard by Pasuch when it's mixed, that there are grades, which means that while that you can only combine with one above you, maybe Apisvara, Hochi, Sham, Belay, Becholuk, and therefore the same thing applies to when it's only milk, only white, that they combine, who says, Bepasuch, Gufa, Misham, Belay, in fact, even when it's mixed, did you really hear that? For Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, didn't we learn, Rabbi Kiva said, what now? We learned, Rabbi Kiva said, Adamdim, Shebezeb, He said it's like wine that's diluted with water. He doesn't give the mushroom of milk. He says like wine diluted with water, and is white all around it.
He's comparing the addendum. He's comparing the red. Mashenkin previously were comparing the leaven. So that's why he doesn't give him mushroom of milk. He's
in other words, Rabbi Akiva is saying here, that look at the finished relation. Rabbi Akiva is saying here that Adamdim Shebezebez is like Yain HaMozuk Shel Yain. This is what Rabbi Akiva is saying here. It's like wine diluted with water. Elabat Shel Behedes is Azik Shel. Just like by leprosy, you have Behedes, which is strong like snow. And the next one is Vishel Seed Diyemen. And seed is weaker than that. So we see that seed. So you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva holds you only go one grade above. What's Rabbi Akiva's marshal? What's he saying here? That by leprosy, you have Behedis. And what's the next one? According to the way you're learning, only one grade above, what should the next one be that combines with Behedis? Say ace. But he says, no, we're going down two steps, and we're going down to see it, to line. So we see, L'cheder, not like you just said, that Rabbi Akiva holds you only go one grade above. Rabbi Akiva, L'cheder, says clearly, you go two grades. The Yemis, if you're right, Shol Tzemer, D'yeh Menah, B'boyle. If you just said what is the one that's less, what's the grade below snow? Shel Tzemer, Seis, white wool, not lime. Meboile. So the Gemara, Amri, Ino Chinami, you're right. Yitaka should have said that. You're right. I'm going to fix up the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva holds you only go one grade, and instead of saying that Behed is Azar Kesheleg and Diyo Heimen, Diyo means weaker than that, then the next step, the one that's a bit more, that's a bit darker white, is lime. No, we're going to change that and say white wool. But Tanya, we will learn, Rabbi Nosson says, Loi She'amar, in fact, Araya, we learn, Rabbi Nosson says, Loi She'amar Rabbi Akiva, don't learn Rabbi Akiva said, Shel Seed Dihemena, that seed is the one that's weaker than white snow, and seed is the one that combines with white snow, because it's two steps away, and Rabbi Akiva holds that two steps away, you cannot combine. Ella Shel Tzemer Dihemena, I want you to fix it up, because Rabbi Akiva holds that only you can go one step. So what's combined with the Beharis? Behedis has no tulus according to Rabbi Akiva. What combines with Behedis? Only the other Av, which is Se'es. The Torah says Behedis is Ace. These are the only two that combine. Because the tulus of Se'es, it has two tulus. But Behedis has no tulus because you said the tulus is lime. Lime is two steps away. The white is not as white as a wool. And we'll soon see what kind of wool we're talking about. So therefore, it doesn't combine. Umenola on the Behedis Azihi. How did Taka know that Behedis is the strongest white possible? Abba Bai says, Amma Kro, because it says the Pasig, V'im Behedis Levoni, if Behedis, which is totally white. And then it says, it seems to me Levoni, she's the white. What do you mean he? Levoni, he? I thought all the different shades are white. He, Levona, she's the one that's absolute white. The Ein Achedis Levona, nothing else is absolutely white. So that's how we know Behedis is the strongest one, which is the white of snow. Says Yigmar, Torah, when we learn, Behedis Amuka. Behedis is very deep. And Rashi told us before that something which is very, very white looks very deep, and the darker it is, it looks like it's lifted up. It looks closer to the eye. Your eye discerns it, so therefore we call it Se'es, you know, it's lifted up. Behedis amuka v'cheinu oimer, it says in Pasik, and umareo, the appearance of the white is amoik min ha'oir. If it's deeper than the skin, because it's white, so white that it looks like it's deeper than the skin, and the Torah says that's a tzaras. Kimare chama, just like the sun, who amuka minatzel. The sun shines on something, it always looks deeper than the shade. Se'es, what does se'es mean? Ein se'es elegvaya. Se'es means lifted. It's lifted up. Why? Because it's darker. V'cheinu oimer, it says in the pasuk, al kol harim haramim, and all the high mountains, tall mountains, al kol agvoyis hanisois, and all the raised hills. So what do we see? That in the se'es means elevated. And it looks more elevated than the Behedis. So we know that it's darker. Sapachas. Then it says in the Pasuk, Sapachas. It says we have a Se'es, Oy Sapachas. Sapachas is not a third color of white. Ain't Sapachas el Tfeila. Sapachas means that it's secondary to the last one we just said, Se'es. And it says in the Pasuk, how do you know that's a Sapachas? It means Sapachas literally means attached. How do we know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'omas V'chanino, attach me to one of the kohenim, whatever it is. So therefore, so that's how we. So we know that sapachas is not the name of a leprosy, but sapachas means attached, or it means a secondary one. Says Gemara, Ashkan Tfeila Seis. Tfeila Behar has been Nolan. So now we know this is a shade that's second to Seis, which is a Pachas, which I said before, is the white of the membrane of an egg. But how do you know Behar also has a Seis? This is only according to Rabbanon. Remember, Bekiva holds Behar has no Tulda, because what's the idea of a Tulda? That it combines with the Av. But according to Bekiva, the Tulda of Behar cannot combine with the Av because Seis is wider than that, and you can only go up one grade. So this is according to the Rabbanon that say that each one has a tool. The hind of a head is a tool as well. Or you see the word sapachas attached to seis. Seis is sapachas. I'm going to say the nemara levona beseis. It says white by seis. It says seis levona boir. And it says levona by behead. It says levona hi. Ma levona mura beseis. The white is seis. Has a secondary shade to it. Yesh latfeil. Af levona mura behead. Yesh latfeil has a secondary shade as well. Bimasnit. So that's how we know that they both have a tulda. This follows now. Everything we're doing now is following the Chacham who say that each Av has a tulda, and this is as far as combining it. Says Gemara, Masnit told me learning the Braisa, Hitil Hakos. The Braisa gives another way of learning it. The Teda put in Lesapachas Bein Seis Lebeheres, because the Pasuk says Seis Oisapachas Oibeheres. So the word Sapachas is written between Seis Oibeheres. So you can read it either way. That the word Sapachas goes to before word. We always have Machlekes if it's something that's Lefanov or Lachrav. Or the word Sapachas is Lachrav. Leimelach, Kishem, Shetfela, Leseis, Kach, Tfela, Lebeheres. They both have a Tfela. And that's why the Gemara wants to know how Behino Beheres is wider than Seis, because in the Pasuk, Beheres is written after Seis. You would think that it starts off with a higher grade of white. And that's why we need the Pasuk, Levonahi, that she is white. Seis is like white wool. What's white wool? If you look at a sheep, the wool is not so white. My temelovan, what's this white wool? We're talking about the wool that's one day old of a sheep that was just born. What happens is the first day a sheep is born, the mother is so much in love with its child that the mother licks the entire wool of the sheep and makes it sparkling white. And that's it. That's the only time it's totally white. So if you put a cover over it, a clay milas, you put a sheet over it, and you retain that whiteness. And that's what we mean by white. Omer Reb Chanina said, Moshel de Rabbanu l'mad over deimer. The Rabbanu, they argue Reb Kiva. They say it's not great. They say you have an av, you have a tulda, and you have an av and a tulda, but the tulda of the first av is lower than the av, than the second av. Right? So we have Behedis, the white of Beheres of snow, and the white of lime. And the white of lime is not as white as the white of Seis, which is wool. And obviously the white of the membrane of the egg is less than that. Says Chanina, so I'll give you a marshal. How do you have that? You have an av and a tulda, and then another av, and the other av is higher than the first tulda. L'trei Malki, you have two kingdoms, L'trei Ifrichi, and two officers, or two ministers. Malka Shazel, L'mailam, and Malka Shazel. So this king is greater than this king. In other words, this av is greater than this av. And the Ifrichu Shazel, and this officer, this minister, is L'mailam Ifrichu Shazel, is higher than this minister over here. So Gemara says, and it sounds like Haizel Mail Mazev Zel Mail Mazehu. It sounds like this is like Rabbi Kiva. You're going in steps. It sounds like from here that you have Av Tulda Av Tulda. It's not like Rabbi Kiva, but it sounds like it's four steps, and that you have the Av of Beheres, then you have the Tulda of Beheres, which is lime, then you have the Av Seis, and it's Tulda. But it's not right. So he said, you're right. The Moshe says, El Malkish Hazel Lemaila Mi Ifricha De Nafshei, U Malkish Hazel Lemaila Mi Ifricha De Nafshei. What I'm trying to say is that each melech is greater than its minister. So in each category, we're not saying the order here, but in each category, the av is always whiter and brighter than its tulda. Ravada bar Abba says, for example, I'll give an example. Malka, you have a king, and then you have an al-kafta, which is some other name for a king, and then you have Rufila, which is some kind of a minister, but high up, and then you have a Reish Galvasa, which is even lower, Reish Galusa, which is even lower. Who's like the officer of the officer. So you have like this. So the Rufila is like, works for the Malka, and the Reish Galusa works for the Al-Kafta, which is what we're saying, the Av and the Tulda. Again, Hai Zel and Maila Mazel, you're going again. The way you're doing it is you're going in order. So it sounds like the Malka's Tulda is Al-Kafta, and the Rufila's Tulda is Reish Galusa, but it's not true. So you must say, right. Okay, Malka, Rufila, Al-Kafta, Reish Galusa. You're right. This is the Malka is one king, and its Tulda is Rufila. Some very high minister. Al-Kafta is another king, but of a lower standard, and his tulda is at Reish Galusa. I'm not sure why he has to give so many mashalim. We sort of got the picture right the first time. Rava, my Rava said, I'll give you another mashal. Going Shava Malka was the king of Persia, and Caesar, who was the king of Rome. So who's stronger? The king of Rome, the emperor of Rome, or the king of Persia? Because they lived under Persian rule. Amale, so Rava said, it's like he's hiding under a rock. He's there under the sand. He doesn't puk chazi tiva deman sagi ba'alma. Go look who's greater. And why didn't he actually answer this straight out? Because he's living in Persia. Imagine if they heard that he's saying that the arch enemy, is more powerful. Get killed for treason, or sedition, whatever. So he just hinted it. Yachsiv, of course, the emperor of Rome is stronger. So in other words, again, you have two grades of kings. What they're trying to say is that they're both ovis, but one of behedis is far stronger than the other of, which is the ace. You have two kings here, Rome, the Roman emperor, and you have the Persian emperor, and who do you think is...
He was afraid to give a direct answer, yet he's the one who gave this marshal. He brought the whole thing up.
That's true, yeah, exactly. And what was wrong with the other marshal we had before? That you need all this, anyway. Dichsiv, it says in Pasuk. So Bechur She'ochle means literally he was hiding in the forest. He lived in the forest the whole time. He has no idea what's going on in the world. The Chassidus totally moved from Ma'am Haza. He has no idea what's going on in this world. Yeah. Now, why did Papa ask the question in the first place? Didn't he know who was stronger? Because Rava, out of fear or respect, he said Shava Malka first, and then he said the Kesar. Now, he did it because he was scared. Can you imagine? He not even say the other order. Rav Papa thought maybe Rav is trying to intimate that somehow or another Shavu Malka is greater than the Kesar. It says in the Pasuk there that it says that he ate the entire world. And he ate it, he gobbled it up. The emperor of Rome will gobble everything up and everything will fatten up. Everything will belong to him. So who do you think is more powerful? And he's talking about Raimi, the evil Roman Empire. When Daniel was saying that there will be a kingdom out there who will gobble up the whole world and it will come fattened up and so on and so forth, the coffers will fatten up. He's talking about Raimi Chayeves, the evil Romans. Just Rav was under Persian rule then. The word Chayeves. Okay. But he didn't call them Rosh. He said Chayeves. Chayeves can mean, the responsible ones. Who knows? Look how careful they are with their words. We have to figure out, as Rashi says, that the Chayeves he meant, with the word Chayeves, he meant evil. That's not the general description when using.
You'd say Haro.
Exactly. Haro. Yeah, exactly. Ravinus, I'll give you another example. Let's forget these officers. Kigoin glima, you have a shirt, the amra from wool that's white when it's brand new, the shach kei, and then an old one of wool. Then you have sadin of linen, the kisna, the shach kei, and the old one. White of wool is whiter than the white of linen, and then you have the white of wool two stages. You have when it's new, brand new, when it's old, and then same with linen when it's brand new and it's old. And it actually learns that it's when it's new, it's whiter. It tastes the whole opposite. Anyway, I don't know exactly why we need all the explanations. I mean, it's pretty simple, straightforward from the beginning what it's all about. Don't know. Tell you what, we finished Saras, that's a hard sugi. We finished that, now we go back to Tumma. Says the Gemara, you said in the Mishnah that when do you bring a carbon, this carbon that fluctuates, is only if you knew you were Tamei and then you forgot and you committed one of the following two crimes. Either you ate a carbon, you ate Kodesh while you were Tamei, when you forgot, or you went into the base of Migdash. But we don't mention Truma. If you ate Truma, you don't bring a carbon while you were Tamei. Now, if you did amazed by Truma, your punishment is Mishnah Deshamayim. So how come you don't bring a carbon oil of the yadim? I was going to ask that. How do you know the only thing you bring carbon oil of the yadim is if you enter the base of Migdash or if you ate a carbon while you were tummy? Maybe clue truma. So it makes sense. Ho yil since vihizi, we find in the Tayyid, there's one pasuk that's dedicated to tell you, don't be tummy and touch kaidish. And the onish al hatuma, and plus it, then there's another pasuk that tells you the punishment is vinichas, you get karis. The chayiv carbon alatuma, and the din is the chayiv carbon for becoming tamei. is ma just like kishehizir va'anish al hatumah, just like when he warned you and he punished you for being tamei and then doing an activity. Lohizir va'anish, when do you get chorus? Only when you get chorus. Only al tumas migdash v'kadoshav. The problem is when it says oyle v'yoyed, it doesn't spell out exactly what you did wrong. It just says if you're tamei and you touch holy things, you bring karma over here. It doesn't say exactly what you did. So just like when it comes to the punishment of Kodesh, it only refers limited to Kodesh and Mikdash. Af kishachayev carbon, so too, when you chayev the carbon over here, it's ala tumah, and tumah lechayev, ala tumah's mikdash, mikdash. Says the Gemara, because you know that we have a Gemara Kris, the first Mishnah, that when do you bring a carbon chatas, only when you chayev Kodesh. Says the Gemara, the aim of trumah, why can't you also say maybe trumah, trumah? In fact, say only it's trumah. Why? Because I would argue for Kert. I would argue that Migdish Rikotchev is so strict to get Kodesh. Over there, you have to bring a Chatas Kavua, a fixed Chatas, like any other Aveda you do. You Chal Shabbos B'Shay, you bring a Kavua Chatas. It doesn't fluctuate. So the same thing over here, bring a Chatas. When are we lenient carbon oil of Yadid? By Truma, because over there is only Misa Shemaim, since your punishment has been reduced. So too is the carbon. Fakert. Logic says Fakert. The aim of Truma, Shehizir V'Anash, says the Gemara, because we don't find anywhere that if you commit an aveda where you incur misa b'dei shemayim, the chayiv of the carbon, you bring a carbon chatas. You're right, when it comes to a carbon kavua, fixed carbon, only if it's kodesh, and that's why takit mikdash v'kashuv. Avol oyle v'yoyder neisei, why takit don't you bring a carbon? Forget, let's make it be lenient. Say we don't bring a normal carbon, bring a carbon of yoyder. Just like midi the havi yashmi is koil, if you made a shvua that was a lie, you have to bring a carbon. You don't bring, there's no chorus there. So what kind of carbon do you bring? An oil of a yadid. Or a bitus for say, you made a shvua. And we just said before, you made a shvua that you will do something, you didn't do it. B'shegig, or a chalti b'shegig. What's it then? You bring a carbon of a yadid. You get chorus for that? No, it's only a lab. So if I can't, where there's chorus, you got to bring a fixed carbon chattas. Where there's no chorus, only misa de shemayim or less, like truma, you bring a carbon of a yadid. On makro, it says in pasuk, if you touch, but if you touch the mechal tumasa, it says asheyit ma'ba. In the pasha where it talks about oil of the yaded, it says lechol tumasa asheyit ma'ba. What do you mean? Ba comes to memayit something. Limute truma comes to memayit truma. That truma, the din is that a truma, you don't. That's what I'm saying. Truma, you don't get the carbon oil of the yaded. But what will you get by mikdash v'kedushah and kodesh? How do you know the pasuk is vague? How do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? Freddy Gimara aim a ball of mutim migdush. Maybe balls come to exclude the base of migdush. The loy sagi labor carbon over yoded. What? That it's not sufficient just to bring over yoded. Add the maisi carbon kavua. Maybe by migdush, if you walked in tamei, you got to bring a fixed carbon chatas. Kari rova alei the Rebbe. Rova made a comment. Rebbe said in the Mishnah, and Rova comes along and he makes a comment that Mishnah is so profound. Doyle, the Rebbe is doyle. Sorry, Rabbi doyle mayim ebeiros amukim. When he learned this Mishnah, he said in the introduction that Rebbe was drawing water from the depths of the wells. In other words, it's brilliant what Rebbe said over here. The Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Rebbe says, Ekra ani by the carbon oil of the yoded. It says in the passage by carbon oil of the yoded. It says that if you touch the nevela of a chaya tummy, or you touch the nevela of a behemoth tummy, and the dinner is so and so and so. So the chayde, and then you eat from zevach hashlamim, it says you get kodesh. Okay, so it's clearly if you eat kodesh, it says you get kodesh. And it says behemoth and chaya. Now we have a rule, we have by kashas and shmini, that the Torah says, you know, it says chaya, and then it talks about behemoth. So we learn from there that behemoth is included in chaya. So why does the Tater have to spell out over here if you touch a chay or touch a behemoth? Why does it spell both out? So, you know, anyway, so Rebbe says, Ekrani chaya, since chaya can be a generic animal as well, including everything domestic and non-domestic, behemoth, lama, nemra, why do you have to say behemoth at all? Nemra can, you know why? For Xeda Shavah. Nem, and this is the profound thing, that he knew what to do with Gzeira Shavah. We all know what Gzeira Shavah is, what's so profound. We didn't know what to learn from it, and he did. Nema can't hear, it says, Behemoth Temeyev, it says later on, that if you eat Kochim B'tumas Aguf, it says, Behemoth, and you ate Vazavach HaShlamim, it says, Behemoth Temeyev, It says if you touch a behemoth tmei and you eat mushlamim and so on. Mala halan over there, behemoth tmei is talking about what are you eating. Tumas kaidah, you're eating kachim, shlamim, says Fesh Pasak shlamim. Afkan over here, about carbon oil of the yed, it says if you touch a behemoth and you touch a chai and all that, and so on and so forth. Tumas kaidah. So we know, that obviously, he's talking about that word, if you ate tumas kachim, you bring carbon oil of the yed. So okay, Ashkel Tumas Kodesh. So now we know from Zeta Shavah that Kodesh is included, that you get the Kabbalah of Yadid. Our question was Tumas Migdash Menolon. How do you know if you walk in the base of Migdash? Maybe forget this can't base of Migdash, new Truma. Oh, we're now going to compare the base of Migdash to carbon. Why base of why? How makro? There's another pasuk which says on the pasuk that a woman, Yemei Tara, she should not go into the base of Migdash, nor should she eat from Kodesh until she completes her Yemei Tara, because she's considered a Terul Yom until her 80th day is up or her 40th day is up. Over there we compare what shouldn't she do. She shouldn't eat from Kodesh. It says the possible, she should not touch any Kodesh. So what is it from here? That wherever there's an Issa by Kodesh, and whatever the Issa is, the same Issa applies to the Migdash. So that's how we know that the carbon of the Yadid, since we've established carbon of the Yadid applies if you forgot your tummy and you ate from the carbon, because like there is Shava, Behema, Behema. So therefore we're always going to compare the Migdash to carbon. Iskish migdash lekodesh, so therefore we equate based on migdash lekodesh. Freddy Gemara ihachi trumanami. Based on that, we should also say by a trumish being obligated. Why? Because the Amamar, we learned, in fact, when it says kodesh gufa loy sigal rabba truma, that word kodesh itself means, in fact, in a way, truma is even stronger than migdash. Migdash, you have a heckish two words in the pasuk. In the word kodesh itself means, when it says bechol kodesh loy sigal, we tell this woman, don't touch kodesh. What are we telling you not to touch? Even Truma, because the word Kodesh has been broadened to include Truma. No, so why didn't you say the same thing about Kamer Eliyadid? There I have it says Ba it and not something else which you would have thought should be included. And obviously that's Truma. Pretty much, how do you know? Ema Ba Limut Migdash. Forget, let's say Ba comes in Maid Migdash. Migdash is a separate word, maybe it comes to exclude Migdash. And the word Kodesh, because Kodesh means Truma, includes Truma, that you bring Kamer Eliyadid by Truma, and by if you ate Truma while your tummy, you forgot your tummy. Just like if you ate Kachim and you forgot your tummy. Said Gemara, no. If I have a choice to compare something to Kodesh, I'd rather compare Migdash to Kodesh than Truma. Why? Mistabra Migdash loyma matin. We don't exclude Shekein Bekodesh Kamoisa, because Migdash has the same punishment. What was the punishment for Kachim if you ate it while your tummy deliberately? You get Kodesh. And what's the punishment of Migdash if you ate it deliberately? You get Kodesh. Said Gemara, Adarabe. Said Gemara, Faket. Truma loyma matin. We shouldn't exclude Truma. Shekein Achila Kamoisa. What was the activity that you did by kachim in order to bring the korban? You ate at the kachim. And what's the activity by truma? You're eating truma without your tummy. Mashenge the base of Midrash, you entered the base of Midrash. A totally different activity. So isn't that the resemblance? Ella, you're right. So this whole idea we brought right now to say that truma, you don't bring over yaded. And for kachim, you don't bring over yaded, is not a good idea. You have to bring a new idea, which will continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem.